This is the last time I'm going to talk about this. A couple weeks ago, I did a video about MGTOW, M-G-T-O-W, and as you might be aware, it's apparently a pretty controversial topic. So today, I'm going to share with you 27 answers for MGTOW. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse and toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and we'll get going. So like I said, a couple weeks ago, I did a video about MGTOW and I got, 1,500, 2,000 comments, something like that. Interestingly enough, maybe not surprisingly, a lot of the comments were repeated often. So today I'm going to share with you 27 of the most often left comments on that particular video, and I'm going to answer each one. So let's do this. You didn't state every detail about MGTOW. Are you stupid or something? Well, I guess stupid is relative, but it was an 11-minute video, and as I stated at the beginning of the video, did my research, gave you the information, was as fair as I could possibly be on it. And for those of you who noted that you appreciated my fair take on that topic, thank you for your open-mindedness and for watching the video all the way through. You're a woman, so you don't get a voice here. I do. It's my channel. Did you see the name on the channel? Angie Atkinson? That's me. Voice. Yeah. Thanks, though. But on a more serious note, I do have two sons, as I said, and I'm married to a man, so I do find myself concerned with men's rights just as well as women's. You're pronouncing MGTOW wrong, dummy. Yeah, I know. I figured that out. Thank you. MGTOW. Or MGTOW. Whatever. You tell me. Either way, today's the last day I'll be saying that word. It's not a movement. It's a philosophy or a lifestyle. Yes, I know. Thank you. I was told that at least 300 times. Have a nice day. In my last video, I stated that I looked for someone to interview for MGTOW and I was unsuccessful in finding someone. So a couple of people said to me, how hard did you really try to find a MGTOWer? Not that hard. I tweeted several people. I talked to several people on Twitter. I had some good conversations. No one wanted to be on camera. So there you go. Not that hard. And then people ask me, why didn't you reach out to this YouTuber or that YouTuber about MGTOW? Well, because none of those YouTubers would appeal to my audience, because I don't want to support people who hate women with the audience that I've built. And while 25% of my audience is made up of men, most of those guys don't hate women. And if they did, they probably wouldn't be here watching this channel, right? You, or all women, are stupid or lazy, worthless, etc. Okay. Is that what you think? That's really sweet. I gotta be honest with you. I can't even begin to answer this question, because to say that all women or all men or all white people or all black people or all anything is anything, you're the one with the problem, not me. Generalizing is ignorant in any situation. You're ugly, you're fat, you're old, you're used up, you're disgusting, or you're insert insulting thing here. Well, that's your opinion and you're allowed to have it. You're entitled to it.
But you know, what they say about opinions. Opinions are like assholes and everybody's got one.
But your opinion of me is none of my business and quite honestly, none of my concern. Sorry. Oh, I like this one. A female viewer said to me, don't you know that MGTOW men think you're too old and fat to care about? Okay. Yep, I'm 43. It's true. It's true. And I'm certainly not California skinny. I am working on getting healthier. That's none of your damn business, though. I don't care if people think I'm physically unappealing. I certainly don't care if men who hate women don't think I'm physically appealing. I'm okay with it. So to my fellow female who felt the need to spout that at me, have a nice day, honey. I would never want to be with someone like you. Well, that's great. That works out great for both of us, doesn't it? What the hell do you know about men anyway? I know a lot about men. Maybe more than you. Want to talk about it? Let me know. Men are more romantic than women. Women don't love anyone. Well, I'm sorry if that's been your experience. In my experience, that hasn't been the case. I have not experienced men being more romantic than women. Maybe that's because I'm too old and fat. I don't know. But there it is. Why would you advocate for MGTOW? I'm certainly not advocating for MGTOW. I was simply sharing information in a journalistic fashion. I don't know why anyone would assume that explaining MGTOW is advocating for MGTOW. I believed that a percentage of people in MGTOW were actually abuse survivors. people who have been abused by toxic women. That's a thing. And I thought, if those people found this video and they wanted help, maybe I could help them. It really wasn't any attempt at hurting anyone. You're wrong. Women have never been oppressed in this country. Are you freaking kidding me? Really? Okay, let's talk about this, shall we? Women make up 51% of the population now, but yet they only make up 19% of Congress. Let's talk about a few other things. Women pay more for shampoo and other household items than men, even socks and simple underwear that can't possibly cost more to make. Women on average make 16% less than their male counterparts, and this is even worse for women of color. So what does that mean exactly? Well, it means that in order for women to make the same amount of money as men on average, they would need to work an extra 40 days per year. And that's in the United States, where women are lucky enough to make 84%. Overseas, we're looking at something more like 77% of what their male counterparts make in their same careers. And once again, it's even worse for women of color. Women of color have to work 19 months to their male counterparts' 12 months to make the same amount of money. Seriously. Women are the minority in the executive suites. They are the minority in the media. Women are the minority in the tech sector. And they're still doing most of the housework, regardless of whether they work inside the home, outside the home, or not. And let's get real. Women are more likely to be victims of human trafficking. Women and girls, females. In fact, of the 800,000 people who are trafficked every year, more than 80% of them are female. Women in the military face harassment, rape, sexual discrimination. As a matter of fact, up to half of all female military members are harassed sexually. A 2013 Pentagon report says that women are more likely to leave the military with CPTSD from extended periods of harassment or rape than fighting. In fact, women overall are at a greater risk for physical and domestic violence. As many as 70% of women experience this in their lifetime. And yes, I'm one of those people who experienced it. I want to note here that this happens to men too, but in much smaller percentages. It doesn't excuse it, but these are facts. Women are more likely to live in poverty than men. I know you're going to tell me that that's because women don't work as much as men. That's not true. I just explained that to you. Again, I'm not saying all men are bad, and I'm not saying that men are not being oppressed. What I am saying is you cannot say that women have not been oppressed in this country or any other country. You suck, but hey, I just started a YouTube channel, and you should send your subs over to learn the real deal with MGTOW. Nope. Do you really think that I'm going to let you come into my comments, attack me personally, and then let you share a YouTube link to your channel? No. Have a nice day. Bye. You look like that girl from Criminal Minds. I don't know. Do you really think so? Just kidding. I've heard that a lot. You should make a response to this MGTOW video. Here's a link. Here's my response to that question. Nope. A, again, you're not going to come into my comments and leave an insulting comment and then expect me to let that comment be published with a link. And B, like I said, this is the last time I'm ever talking about this topic. Women are toxic. MGTOW is life. Okay, I'm okay with it. Go be happy. Do your MGTOW thing. It's okay with me. I'm not going to try to stop you, and that was never my intention with this video. Men are better at everything than women. Women are stupid, lazy, and useless. I gave birth to 3 babies and fed them all from my breasts. What did you do? I mean, come on. Men and women are not the same. They're different. It doesn't mean that we can't support one another in a loving way. It doesn't mean that we can't do this together. In fact, I'm living proof that it can be done together. If you really want to help, you'll give up your rights and tolerate whatever BS comes your way. Really? I can't believe the amount of rage I saw in the comments about women needing to give up their rights. We just got rights a minute ago. Give us a minute. I do not believe women are more powerful in this society than men. I know that a lot of men do believe that, and I know that there are some men who have gotten screwed over by the court system, but I'm going to be straight up with you. I know that there's a large percentage of women who have also been screwed over by the court system. Can you do more research on MGTOW? Nope. Don't want to. Don't need to. You've told me I shouldn't even be talking about this, so not going to do that. Thanks, though. Women only want tall, rich, handsome guys with big real estate. What gives? I don't know. I'm personally married to a guy who, when I met him, he was not so financially secure. In fact, I was the one that made more money. I saw that he had a lot of potential, but that's not why I married him. It's not why I got together with him. I got together with him because I liked him as a person, and because we had things to talk about, and because we challenged each other, and it turns out we have some beautiful children together. And it turns out he did get a better job, and he did get his stuff together, but so did I. You have to support each other in your relationship. People are going to be attracted to what they're going to be attracted to, as you all have very clearly, specifically told me during these comments. Yes, it's true that some women do want men only for their money. It's true that some men only want Barbie doll model types. So that doesn't mean that you have to be with women like that, and that doesn't mean that I have to be with men who only want Barbie doll model types, because I'm 5 feet tall, and that's not going to work for me. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody wants what they want, and whether we're talking about a man or a woman, what's the difference? Everybody has preferences. Divorce always means the woman wins everything. That's not fair. Those of you who commented about men being less likely to file divorce were correct. However, when it comes to breaking up with somebody, that statistic is a little bit different. The reason that women file divorce more often is because, in many cases, men don't take action to do so, even if they're as miserable as the woman. But I know, you're going to tell me that's because they're afraid they'll lose everything. And there's a certain amount of truth to that for many people. And it's frustrating. I know it is. Every divorce situation is frustrating. There's just no right answer here. Divorce sucks. So my answer to that is try to be a little pickier about who we marry. I don't know if there's a better way to say that, but hey, MGTOW's got that covered because they're not getting married. So you're good, right? You're stupid. Your is like the possessive of you. In this case, you should have said your, Y-O-U, apostrophe R-E, you are. Two different words, my friend, two different words. But thank you. Will you make another video on MGTOW? No. We already talked about that, right? No, no more talking about MGTOW today or ever. Men don't get to decide if they want to be fathers. Why should we pay child support? Oh, you thought you didn't get to decide? Well, you can. Here's the thing. There's birth control for men. They're called condoms. You can buy them over the counter at the drugstore. And if you don't want to do that, there's this other thing you can do called celibacy. So for those of you who are celibate MGTOWers, you're walking the walk, my friend. For the rest of y'all, you have a choice over where you deposit or deposit. And I'll tell you something else. I read somewhere where somebody was saying, well, women, they take the thing out of the trash can and they impregnate themselves. And listen, if women are really doing that, if women are really removing a used receptacle out of the trash can and putting all of that mess up in the creating pregnancy from that, I mean, those are some messed up women. Those are some psychopathic, sociopathic, narcissistic, whatever you want to call it, messed up bitches. That's not every woman. Most women would be horrified and disgusted by that. You wear too much makeup. Okay. Again, that's your opinion. I don't really care what your opinion is about this. I like the red lipstick. I'm okay with you not liking it, and I'm okay to agree to disagree with you on this one. Don't quit your day job, hun. Obviously, you don't know who you're talking to, hun. I don't feel the need to explain myself to you. But if you want to know about my day job, feel free to check out the links below. You are only saying all of this because you can't get a man. Are you sure? I've been married 15 years. I don't know what else to say about that. Oh, you're married, huh? Then how does your husband feel about supporting you? I don't know. Why don't you ask me how I feel about supporting him? We make similar amounts of money. Sometimes I even make more than him. I think that's enough of those questions. So this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, do you have anything to share about MGTOW? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. Really quickly, I just want to offer a shout out to my channel members. I love you guys. Thank you so much for being part of my mission and helping me get a little further with helping people discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse and toxic relationships. It just means more to me than I can say. Thank you so much, sincerely. My amazing channel members include Angela, Susan, Roxanne, Debbie, Lorenzo, Life's Revival, Trisha, James F., Marlene, Jen, Sarah Lee, Patricia, Delilah, Darla, Boku, Paul, Janet, Pierlala, Laura, Charlie, Linda, Bible News Radio, Angel, Beautiful Purpose, and Carrie. Thank you all so much. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting that join button. Your support really does mean a lot to me. Thank you again. All right, that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you over there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.